The Zimbabwean swimming sensation found the going tough against a new generation of young swimmers after she finished 11th out of 16 contestants at the Olympics Aquatic Center in Rio de Janeiro. The Zimbabwean could not go under 1 minute and managed to finish the course in 1 minute and 26 seconds. The race was won by Kathleen Baker of the USA in 58.8402 seconds, followed by Katinka Hosuzu of Hungary in 58.94 seconds, with Fu Yuanai of China in third place after a time of 58.95 seconds. Coventry will now take a rest as she looks forward to her best event, the 200-meter backstroke, where a place in the final is within reach. The 200-meter backstroke is tomorrow. Still with the Olympics, the Mighty Warriors still have a glimmer of hope of qualifying to the next stage should they beat Australia in their third and final Group F qualifier tomorrow. There are 3 slots reserved for the 3rd best placed teams, and 3 points for the Zimbabweans off the Aussies could do the trick. Canada led the group with 4 points, followed by Germany with 3. Australia have 1 point, but that will not count should they lose to the Zimbabweans. The question is, can the Mighty Warriors pull off a miracle? Now to local soccer. Border Strikers produced the shock of the week, if not of the season, after a 2-1 win yesterday over Dynamos at Dulibazimu Stadium. Information coming from the border town is that the celebrations which rocked the town were as if Border Strikers had won the league title, and they had every reason to celebrate to those limits. The 2-1 win has seen bottom-placed Border Strikers move to 10 points, 3 behind their closest rivals, Cholocho Pirates, and coach Neva Malunga is convinced they will survive relegation.
Our chances are very, very high. Very, very high. And I know it, we are going to survive. Just a matter of time.
Dynamo's fans were so incensed by their team's defeat that they turned against their own coach Lloyd Mtasa, a man who only 6 weeks ago they were lifting shoulder high. Dynamos have picked up only 4 points from a possible 15, not a healthy situation. Also burning is the Highlanders' house after Boso fell to their 4th consecutive defeat, this time 2-1 at the ends of Triangle at Gibbo Stadium. However, there are no such worries at FC Platinum and Caps United after the two teams settled for a goalless draw in an uninspiring game at the National Sports Stadium. The Green Machine could easily have won the game had it not been for a glaring miss from veteran striker Leonard Tsipa. He missed a sitter with the team supporters on their feet ready to celebrate a goal. However, it was Kugona Kunenge Kudada who dominated play from start to finish, but Nomen Mapeza's side never really threatened the goal. So, this leaves Kugona Kunenge Kudada top of the table on 37 points, 2 ahead of Caps United. Caps United coach Lloyd Tembwe says he is satisfied with his team's play but feels the missed opportunities costed them dearly.
You know, we created a couple of very good chances that could have obviously, you know, given us an advantage, but unfortunately it was never meant to be.
FC Platinum coach Nomen Mapeza says he's happy for picking up a point away from home, saying his team He'd come for a positive result, and they got just that.
We came here looking for the positive result, and I think for us as FC Platinum, this is a positive result.
Mapeza says it is too early to talk about the league title, saying they would rather concentrate on grinding out good results from the field of play.
You know, I said before the game, the most important thing for us is try to play our game and try to get some positive results. That's the most important thing. I don't worry much about being on top of the log because it comes with pressure. You know, but for now, we're enjoying the pressure because it's positive pressure. We're getting the positive results.
The other PSL results were as follows. ZPC Kariba, 0. Ngesi Platinum Stars, 0. Chicken Inn, 0. Chapungu, 0. Blauwe City, 0. Highlanders, 0. Haumain, 1. Harare City, 0. Mutare City, 3. Cholocho Pirates, 3. Interestingly, all the four matches played on Saturday ended in goalless draws. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Cariati.